following is a remastered version of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Everyone, and welcome to turn 82 of A Worthy Opponent, a podcast dedicated to the Hearthstone game by Blizzard. I am Black Lace, and with me for the last time, well, I'm sure he'll show up once in a while in the future, Micmac.
Well met.
Well met. Wah-wah. Sad day.
Sad dog.
We are going to miss you. So me you too. Have to get this one right. Go ahead. Autumn's Bane, also in the chat with me here. What say you?
Foe reaping is really not so different from harvest reaping at the end of the day.
Oh, I know who that is. That's the Foe Reaper 4000.
That's right.
It is, but you know what? There's another Reaper out there that really needs to have that flavor text read. It's the Arcanite Reaper. Have you guys read the flavor text for that one?
No.
It says no. Actually, you should fear the Reaper. That's awesome.
Love it.
So, yeah. We're not going to dwell on Micmac going, because I guess we fired him one too many times, and he took it seriously.
Micmac's going?
Well,
that's why
sorta.
I called out the Foe Reaper 4000.
Why is that?
Because I'm... You're now a foe that has to be reaped.
Oh! Is that so?
Okay.
Foe show.
Foe show.
Wow.
Oh, my God. All right. So, look, we have news. We have tons of news. We have so
Lots
much
of
news.
Lots
Breaking
of news.
Breaking
news.
Breaking news.
News.
New news.
The big
this
news
is... This
is
the first podcast to actually release this news.
This is. It is.
Because it
we
just
are.
Happened.
Yep. We were all so wrong about that fourth slot. They have announced that the fourth slot will be a brand new way of playing Hearthstone, the Tavern Brawl. Introducing Tavern Brawl, each week a different Tavern Brawl will pit you head-to-head versus another player using exciting and unique rules. One week might feature preset decks, while another week could have you crafting a brand new Tavern Brawl deck following specific guidelines, while others might offer buffs to specific minion types. The possibilities are endless. Tavern Brawl unlocks for players who have at least one hero at level 20. They're also going to change every week. Tavern Brawl will open and close according to the following schedule. The American Tavern Brawl is going to be 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Wednesdays, and we'll close on Mondays at 3 a.m. Pacific. So that misses our whatever they do, the maintenance on Tuesdays. Wednesdays become the new Tavern Brawl every week. It's kind of like Heroes of the Storm doing the recess for the free plays during the week on Mondays. So Wednesday to Monday, I think it's kind of awesome. What do you guys think of this? But I don't know what kind of rewards come from it.
Well, I don't know how to... It's very vague right now, so we don't know how it's going to be. I hate to say it, but I wasn't, like, really impressed when I heard the news. I'm looking forward to new content and new things. I think it's really cool and that's really great. I don't know. I was looking for, like, a tournament mode of some sort, so I got a little bummed out when I heard about this Tavern Brawl. But I think once we actually start playing it, I'll have more of an opinion. But right now, I'm still a little up in the air on things.
Yeah, There were patch notes telling us more about it,
yeah.
And they vanished from the UI.
Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be fun. I think, I'm wondering, this puts everybody on the same platform. So the people who are saying that they can't get anywhere in casual, well, you're going to be put up against players that are going to use a preset deck when you use a preset deck, and who are going to have to construct a deck by the guidelines when you have to construct the deck by the guidelines. It's a balanced playing field that's going to remain a balanced playing field. It sounds a little bit like the silly fun decks that we were doing.
Yes. Yeah, so I mean, in that respect, I do like it, and I think it sounds pretty interesting. Have you two seen the possible cards that have been released? Or even heard about them, read about them at all?
No.
No.
So, Hearthpwn.com, they posted 4 possible Tavern Brawl cards. I don't know if, well, we don't know if this will be true or not, but there's 4 cards. Let me just read you one of them here, okay? It's a legendary called Golmag. Maybe you two know who Golmag is. He looks like a big molten giant. Golmag costs 50 mana and is a 20/20 with the text reading, cost 1 less for each damage your hero has taken. So, if that's a Tavern Brawl card, that's going to be really interesting.
I think it's going to be more like, as you know how we were always saying that some of the modes in the Wings of Naxx or the Wings of Blackrock Mountain, how they had kind of twisted the rules. I think that Tavern Brawl will all be twisted rules.
Yes.
Could be. Let me interject here for a second, because I didn't want to interrupt either of you. But Golmag was in Molten Core. He was a boss. He was a giant molten giant. Ironically, he was joined by 2 Core Ragers, which are something else we recently got, didn't we?
Yes.
So, anyway, that's what he is.
And he's 50 mana.
Yep. And as Ugly Brute in our chat room just said, the first week, you know, just like when they first go out on the iPad and we first went out on the iPhones or whatever that platform, we would get a pack. They're going to do that too. So the first time you do the Tavern Brawl, probably end of that week, you're going to get a classic pack.
Which is nice. So,
yep. They don't have to do it. The last time I got a classic pack, I wound up getting 2 golds. One was a gold common, one was a gold rare, and an epic in one pack. I did pretty good.
Yeah, that's not too
shabby. Yeah, 2 golds I'm and all an for epic. Anything that gives me a free pack.
Free cards.
Free stuff is the best stuff, right?
It is. So that's Tavern Brawl. We'll learn more about that when that unfolds at the next patch. And again, you know, it's different times for Europe and Taiwan and China and Korea. They have different opening and closings. But in America, we have the 10 a.m. Pacific and on Wednesday. So looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to it. I really am. We'll see what happens. We have more news. Do you guys want to talk about the next thing?
Well, people. Which was the next thing?
The people. People.
Oh, the people.
People who need people.
The people.
The heroic people.
The heroic people.
The hero people.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Sure. Since I was right, I will read one of them. I actually got whispered, and I know you're listening, and I forgot who you were, so I apologize. But thank you to the person who interrupted me in Warcraft to tell me that I was right about guessing the hunter hero, Illyria Windrunner.
And let it be said, he likes that kind of an interruption. He doesn't feel that was a bad interruption.
If I'm going to be interrupted
in
game by a listener, that's what I want to be interrupted for.
You were right.
To mention one of those rare times that I was right.
But yeah, Illyria or Illyria?
Illyria.
She might get me to play the hunter. She's just so awesome looking.
Well, I'm buying her.
And her card back is so cool.
I'm buying her when the episode is over. Because guess what? We can buy them now.
Sure can.
Ooh. And the other one?
Well, we already knew about Magni Bronzebeard, so we have Medivh for the mage.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and he has got probably the most awesome card back yet. Like my cupcake, but the feathers swirling in the breeze, the purple
pretty
crow
nice.
Feathers, pretty card back, but
all three
I probably
are nice
won't
card
get
backs.
Him. They really are beautiful artwork. I probably won't get Magni or Medivh. I will definitely get Illyria. So we shall see what the rest are. And do you know that? Yes, we can now purchase them on the store. The interface is completely different, so we're going to move on to that. Unless you guys want to talk more about Illyria and Medivh.
Well, I'd like to talk about Magni Bronzebeard.
Yeah, what about him? Well, let's finish with Illyria first. That way we go one at a time.
Okay.
So I'm in my interface, and by the way, that button, which we'll talk about later, it keeps sparkling for me, but won't let me click it. It's teasing me. So if you go into your menu and go to Shop, you'll see at the bottom a Cards button, and we know that's to buy Goblins versus Gnomes or Classic Card Packs. To the right of that is Adventure for Curse of Naxxramas or Black Rock Mountain. And then the third button, Heroes. And when you click that, you get an awesome list of the three that are available now on the left with a preview button in full animation, which shows all the sparkling goodness. It shows the Hero Power button, it shows the card back, and it shows the artwork for the hero. Now, Illyria, and for folks who would actually like to see this in play and don't plan to buy it, you can actually Google the names of these heroes and put like gameplay or something like that. There are YouTube videos, which I watched earlier today, showing all of the emotes and how they work and hearing the actors' voices and seeing the animation. But you click on the preview of Illyria and you see this beautiful green card back with all this Night Elf type stuff or High Elf type stuff with the arrows,
crossed arrows
and the birds. Yes, very, very elven. Regardless of your type of elf from any fantasy, this would go just as well in Dungeons & Dragons. And it shows the Illyria artwork, and it's quite pretty. It has a little flavor text about Illyria underneath it. And, you know, it's quite nice. Why don't you talk about Magni some more, Mick?
Well, we have the stout bronze beard, Mr. Magni. So I recently purchased him. I actually, early this afternoon, I was playing, and I went to go spectate a friend, and I realized that for some reason, I couldn't spectate my friend. Then I looked at other people that were playing, and I couldn't spectate them either. I figured that my UI was, or my interface was bugged, so I closed out of the Hearthstone, I went to go play, and I saw the patch uploading. And I got very excited, because I really wanted to buy Magni Bronzebeard. Well,
what time was that?
Oh, that was at, let's see, probably about 5 hours ago, maybe? 6 hours? Yeah, about 5 hours. 5 or 4 hours
ago,
I think.
So, well after lunch, then.
Yes. So I logged in, interface changed, I saw the little, the button underneath the arena that was glowing. And of course, it was teasing me and I couldn't click it. And I looked around the interface and I realized that we have some new buttons. And I wanted to see if I could buy Magni Bronzebeard. And I could. And I did. And he is now my default hero for Warrior.
Nice.
So you can actually play with him.
Yes. And I was also pleasantly surprised to know that he already comes in gold. I thought you still had to unlock it. For 500 wins with your particular hero, but if you buy the hero, you're buying it in already in gold. The only thing is that the border, like around a hero, isn't gold, but the hero power is gold, as well as the animation. Or dynamic, I should say, not gold.
But it's a different sort of artwork than the 500 win artwork, though, isn't it? The gold isn't exactly the same.
Possibly not, but it's dynamic. I can definitely tell you that.
Awesome. Well, for $10, it better be. Better make me breakfast, too.
And we got the card back as well. I like
it. Did you guys notice when in the cards, when you're purchasing the cards themselves, that if you click on the classic, it plays one tune? If you click on Goblins versus Gnomes, it plays the Goblins versus Gnome tunes? Just a silly side note. I love how they do that. I'm looking forward to the next pack that they do.
Yeah, but, same. Or the animation.
That's me going ADD.
How about the animation when you open up the Goblin versus Gnome and it's spiraling gear and it just explodes? Yeah.
Yes.
That was another prediction of mine, by the way.
Of course.
You may recall.
Well played.
So that's like my one a year prediction that came right.
Medivh is next. And we talked about him a little bit.
So you do Medivh. He did the hunter.
He's not my type.
I did the hunter. He did the warrior. and you should do the thing that's not quite shaman because they don't have shaman.
the Medivh, I mean, he's got the flaming fireball that that you see when it's a gold hero. So as Micmac says, he comes with the fireball, just it's flaming. It's beautiful animation. His animation is nice too. His card is phenomenal. I'll even give it a pass that the spiral for the Hearthstone is pink. The feathers are beautiful. They swirl.
It's okay, not it's like fuchsia. Hot pink. Fuchsia.
Fuchsia. It's just very antique looking too. The edging of it looks like it's done in platinum. It really is beautiful. The card backs all look gorgeous.
Now you notice the feathering. The feathering matches the feathering on his mantle.
Well, he's well known for his crows and ravens.
Is he?
Yeah, I mean that's part of his. I don't know if it's part of his history, but that's a big part of him.
And when I saw the gameplay on this, his fire blast spell comes out purple. It's not a red fire blast.
Very neat.
So the color that you see around his staff, really. In the animation, is what color his fire blasts are.
Yep. That pretty much covers the three new heroes that they unlocked. And we had talked about that way, way back that they may do that. I'm just really happy to see they did. But since we're talking about card backs...
Wait, before you go to that, we're still on the heroes. There was something else I wanted to say. That the UI is just beautiful. These three heroes on the side... When you mouse over them, their borders change color and they kind of glow. It's just a very pretty UI. And it's got a slider bar. So depending on the size of your screen, you won't see all three fully unless you use the slider bar. But you know that slider bar is not just going to scroll down to show you three, but eventually nine. Or maybe more.
Maybe 10.
Maybe someday they'll have multiple heroes, depending on how this goes. So I don't think a lot of people are going to spend $10 a piece on these. This is a little pricey. You get much more value, I think, in a lot of the other Blizzard games for the micro transactions. But I think they'll still sell enough to make it worthwhile, even if each... Even if like 10% of the players buy one, that's still a stack of bucks.
Yeah, okay, Autumn's Bane can get his tonight, but I won't be getting mine for a couple of weeks.
I just have a question. How much are mounts at the Blizzard store if you were to buy in cash?
$25.
$25, right? So if you spend $10, you get a golden hero that you can constantly look at and a card back. But you can't always look at the mount because you have to fight or whatever.
Well, but the mount you can play on all of your characters, on all of your servers, on both factions, and it's functional, and you can actually use it for something.
Touché. You got me there. Okay.
Where this is all cosmetic.
True.
I mean, the pets that you buy for typically 10 or 15 bucks, or sometimes even 5 when they're on sale, you can not just use them as vanity pets, you can do pet battles with. And the heroes in Heroes of the Storm and their skins are often a little better valued than this as well. So I'm not saying this is a terrible deal, but almost everything I've read or listened to from the various talking heads in the WoW community and the Hearthstone community have pretty much agreed that this is a little pricey. So maybe... Like in the Blizzard store and in Heroes of the Storm, there will be sales. But I think if they were put these on sale, that the people who spent full price would have a conniption.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Because like if in Heroes of the Storm, if you want the main heroes that come out right away, you're going to spend 15K gold. But if you wait a few weeks until it's not... You know, a little of the luster comes off, it goes from 15K to 10K. So it does drop a little bit. So, I mean, it's a matter of, are you willing to wait for it to go on sale? Or do you want your instant fix?
So are you advocating that we wait to buy these?
Not me. I mean, I'll buy it in a week or two, but you're going to buy yours tonight. And I'm going to just watch you play yours.
There you go.
True. There you go.
Okay. So, card backs. Then you go into your crafting mode. My collection, you're going to notice some nice little changes. In the lower left-hand corner now is where you press the little book button, and it shows you all sets, basic, classic, reward, Naxxramas, Goblins versus Gnomes, and Black Rock Mountain, whereas it used to be on the right-hand side. They've got its own little pretty button. And then
and it's easier to read than it used to be. It's nice and big. And
yep. And on the right-hand side, more exciting yet, is a little spoke button that you press that shows card backs that you own. And if you keep flipping the pages, I have 2.5 pages worth.
That's in the upper right.
Upper right-hand corner, yep.
Yeah, the other one was the lower left.
Correct.
This is the upper right.
2.5 pages in, I see card backs I don't have grayed out. And the nice thing is, if I right-click on them, it'll show me what it actually looks like in bright color, and it'll tell you how it is acquired. And there's actually currently a mystery card back. Galaxy Gifts. People don't know how it's going to come yet.
Even the patch note doesn't say anything other than Galaxy Gift.
Right. I did a little bit of research on this, and all I could find is speculation that with the Samsung Galaxy, there's some sort of a Samsung Galaxy Gifts that allows you to get free things every week. The card back's not available yet. So we're all hoping that when it comes closer to release, or maybe the day of the patch, they'll actually tell people who have the Samsung Galaxies how they can acquire this card back. And again, it's going to be listed to, you know, it's going to be limited to people who have that card or that platform.
It's so mesmerizing. It's so beautiful.
It is very pretty.
They should just want to reach out and grab it.
They should have an Apple card back then for all the people who use, you know, iPads.
Yeah, and they could put a little swirly inside the middle of an apple.
Yeah, well, the point is...
That would be cute.
The Galaxy...
No, they may. I mean, they may. They may do it yet.
The Galaxy platform is the Android platform. So Android users who get Galaxies would have a card back. So I think those who have iPads and Kindles should also have card backs.
Knowing Blizzard, it's probably in the works. I wouldn't be surprised.
Like, but if you enlarge this, you actually get to enlarge them and then see the details. The spherical blue gem in this card is just really mesmerizing. It's very pretty. But it says, it's got flavor text too. Like this one says, Gifts from the Galaxy. This card back is truly out of this world. If you click on the what do you call it? The legend one, it goes, wow, hardcore. So it's just like having the regular cards in your little library, except it's the card backs, and they also have the the title and the flavor text. What it doesn't have is the artist name.
Interesting.
That's true.
It's got the little box where the artist name would normally appear, but doesn't give one.
Maybe it was a team effort?
It probably was a team effort.
Yeah.
But it's weird. The box, the actual nameplate is still there. There's just nothing in it.
But what you can do is you click on it, look at a card back that you have, and the box says Mark Favorite. So you can make it a favorite card back for all your decks.
Oh, that's what that is. So that's why it's blank when I don't have it. Gotcha.
Just so you know, when you click on it and you're looking at your card backs, if you click on your hero on one of your decks, it'll bring up a card back. If you click on a card back you like, that hero will use that card back. So my druid can use the Black Temple card back, whereas my mage might use the Ice Crown, and I might use the Heroes of the Storm card back for my shaman. I'm not limited to one card back. I don't have to switch it every time I use. If I have a favorite, you know, card back with a favorite character, I can use the two together. Just remember, when you want to actually look at what is in the deck, you're not stuck there. You have to click on the paw or the neutral.
So if we just go back to the Samsung Galaxy card back just for a brief moment, right? That gem in the middle, that like swirling sphere, does that not remind you of a lava lamp?
No, it does not. It reminds me of a marble.
A marble?
Yes. But I wanted to say something else. Since you mentioned the make favorite button for the cards we already have, it tells you when each card came into play. Like, I'm looking at the cupcake now. It says April 2015. There are details on these cards that I have never been able to see on my PC or my phone or my iPad.
Same.
Blown up. This cupcake is sparkling. It's got sparkles everywhere. I can see places where the icing is kind of dripping away and you can see the underlying cake. This is an absolutely gorgeous piece of artwork, and we never get to see it.
I completely agree. I also didn't notice that on the exact card back, on the cupcake card back, I did not notice sparkles.
Yeah, and the sparkles are really popping. I mean, they're beautiful, they're multicolored, it's like fairy dust.
It is, it's gorgeous, because it, as you said, I know it says it sounds stupid, but it looks sparkly. The water looks like it, I mean, the icing of the blue icing kind of looks a little bit like rippling water, like raindrops falling on water, that kind of a sparkle effect. It's pretty. It's so one of my favorite cards.
By putting these card backs into the library, it enables us to appreciate these just like we would any card. So I'm really pleased with this.
So
from
do you
from an aesthetic point of view as well.
Do you appreciate the ninja card more now, Autumn's Bane?
No, I could see the little swirling, smoky, black Hearthstone symbol in the middle. And I do see some symbols, the shuriken symbols, on the top and the bottom that I never really made out before, but I still think it's ugly.
Micmac, are you still using it as your main?
No, so I'm using the Heroes of the Storm card back. Yeah, well, so right. I was using the Hero of the Storm card back, but now I'll be using Magni's card back.
Cool. The Heroes of the Storm card back is just gorgeous.
And even
that
looks better on the screen.
Oh, yeah.
The way those swirling blade things are going around. It's just amazing.
It's the Nexus.
Oh, next subject.
Next subject. Well, we did the card back viewers and the card backs assigned. There's going to be a new board released as well with the next patch. We're going to have a Black Rock Mountain board. We've seen pictures of it, but they're actually going to be releasing it soon. So that'll be new.
I think that was the board from Black Rock Mountain. Mm-hmm. I queued up today and I played on it. I was like, oh, hey. Is this
so
new
did
border?
It actually show, or did we have a patch? Well, we had a patch today.
Yes. So now you can play on the Black Rock Mountain
board. So
it's live.
Board. Okay, cool.
I want to interject. Okay. Someone in our chat room, Ugly Brute, thank you. I didn't know this. Did you know this, Micmac? Did you know this, Black Lace? That they're doubling the size of our friends list?
I actually saw a video that Kriparian posted. He read on Reddit. He read on Reddit, yes. That
he wrote on Reddit.
Did he reread it?
Was it red ink
on Reddit? Well, he found out that the friends list was now,
200 instead of 100.
He didn't know the size of it, so he just kept getting a ton of friend invites. So he was streaming, and you know the noise when you get a friend invite, the little bleep, like that little bleep noise that you hear. Well,
yep.
On his stream, it was just constantly going off because he told his entire stream, here's my battle.net tag.
So all the people who couldn't friend him before suddenly were sending invites.
Yes. Yes, they were.
Oh,
that'll
good.
Help us
about,
with our...
I was about to clean out my list, and
yeah.
I don't have to do that now.
It gets kind of tricky around the time we're doing tournaments,
so
which we will talk about next week.
Yeah,
because in August we'll have another
tournament,
one.
I had to ask people to make room on their friends list so that I could be added so we could do the tournament.
So we have a... are we finished about these things so far, guys?
I think so.
No, there was something I told you to say that I told you to write down. Another UI change. When you first log on to the... See, there's that sparkling brawl box again. when you first log on, normally you see how many... You know, which quests you have.
Oh, right. I didn't get that. You're right. Go ahead.
Did you write it down?
Of course not, but I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
But I just have 3 quests because I have been losing horribly, even in Classic. Right. Go ahead. Not Classic. You know what I mean.
So I don't remember the exact words now because I thought Black Relace wrote it down and I wouldn't have to remember. But when you enter the game in very large white text across the middle of your screen, it tells you that you have no quests at this time. And it actually lingers there until you click on the screen. And I don't remember ever seeing that before. Did you?
Mm-mm.
Nope.
No new quests available.
So
no, it just usually shows boxes.
Yep. So when you have nothing, it lets you know that as well.
Neat. We also have an odd public service announcement. It's not off our fault. I will just say that right now. But we have an odd public service announcement. I think it was actually geared towards Magni Bronzebeard. But why don't we listen to what he had to say?
This is Garrosh Hellscream with a public service announcement for all you maggot Bronzebeards. No amount of money can replace me, which you will all soon find out when I use Gore Howl to split you from head to toe, all 4 feet of you.
So,
I hate orcs.
I guess Garrosh really doesn't like the idea that his position might be usurped, but a special thank you to Nathan for sending us that little tidbit, and I hope you enjoyed hearing it on the air.
I did. He called it Maggot Bronzebeard.
Maggot Bronzebeard. That's great. So thank you for the chuckle. We have an email I wanted to read too. This is called Not So Casual, and it goes in with what we talk about very often. It's from Cold Run, one of our listeners. Hey ho, AWO. I have classes I'm comfortable with, Hunter and Shaman, and a few I'm weaker with. The ranked ladders feels bring me a great challenge for my stronger classes. My problem is with homebrew decks that I take to casual mode. I'm constantly dominated there. It's common for me to go 2-8, 3-7 in a casual session, and the opponents I play just obliterate me regularly with top meta decks. I've heard you say to take fun decks into casual to try them out, but my only hope of a decent matchup seems to be from ranked. What gives? Am I alone in this? How is casual matchmaking done, and why does it feel so much more brutal and unforgiving than ranked? So, Onosbane, last night I actually said something to you about this, and you had your theory as to why I was being obliterated in casual mode past couple days.
Yeah, well, I had a couple of theories. One was that, people get to a certain spot on the ladder that maybe they feel comfortable in, so they go slumming in casual, and so then they start kicking your ass in casual. But to more accurately answer his question, because I think the reasons are a little different, is the MMR matches you against players with similar records. So why is it that somebody who is similar to you is kicking your ass? And I think he kind of answered the question himself. He's making his own decks, these untried, untrue decks, that he just wants to have fun with or perhaps test. And the people he's facing are playing decks that are tried and true and oftentimes stolen wholesale right off the internet. So when you're trying something new, it's hard to compete against a deck that somebody found that's, at rank 3 on the ladder.
Suggestion is, if you're not trying to finish quests with those decks and you're just wanting to have fun with cards and they're brutalizing you in casual mode, start, throwing out challenges to your friends so that you can play, friendly games.
What's Micmac have to say?
So, in my opinion, when you play on ladder and you play a lot on ladder, if you take, say, the month and just cram ladder, that's all you do. You don't do arena, you don't do casual mode. You're going to see the same decks over and over and over again. You'll see a face hunter deck, you'll see tempo mage, you'll see an oil rogue, and you'll start to know the cards that are in those particular decks. So when you're matching up against them, you know in your head what to expect and when to expect it. You know what turn that this rogue is going to play the oil on, and what cards are looking for when they sprint, and ways to prevent that. So it sort of helps you win because you know what to expect, right? When you play in casual, it's open waters. I mean, you could go up against anything. You can go up against a Giants Hunter deck. You can go up against just some silly nonsense. And even when you do play a, say, face hunter deck on ladder versus casual, it may not be the same cards. It may be the same, like, the deck might have the same objective as to go to face, never trade, but you'll see cards you won't see in the ladder. Maybe you'll see, like, Arcane Golem or Leroy Jenkins. You know, maybe you won't see any Wolf Riders. There's tons of options because it's casual mode, and if you lose, it doesn't matter. There's nothing negative going against you versus if you lose on ladder, you lost a star. And it took you X amount of minutes or even days just to get that one star sometimes.
Yeah, except for the frustration level. I mean, if he's 2-8 and 3-7, by the time he's doing a 2-8, he's pretty frustrated.
Well, you're right. It's not fun to lose.
Yeah, not...
Well,
not
it's
that's
not
80%
only not
of the
fun
time.
To lose. It's not fun to lose over and over again and to be beaten...
I mean, it depends on how you lose. I have lost games that were just damn fun. I mean, and yeah, I lost, and of course I would have wanted to win, but you can lose and still have fun. It's when you're just, when they're beating the crap out of you that it becomes unfun.
Yeah, like...
But I've played worthwhile, like challenging games where you're both matched well and you're both pulling really fun shit. You know, that's... I don't mind losing those. It's when... You know, I run across, you know, a certain priest, that kind of thing.
A certain priest with inner fires.
She wasn't speaking so calmly the other night while we were sitting beside each other in the living room watching TV, and she was playing on her little pad, and she had suffered her 8th straight loss in casual.
Oh my god. With my rogue. My rogue usually kicks ass.
Off the top of your head, do you know, do the two of you know your worst losing streaks ever?
No. I mean, that might have been it last week.
Yes, my worst losing streak ever was in Black Rock Mountain against Nefarian.
And how many times was it?
I don't remember. It was like 11, 12 times, I think. But
ouch.
My losing streaks don't go all that much. If it's 10,
well,
maybe,
I mean, it wasn't a streak.
I couldn't tell you.
It was. I really didn't win a single game that night. Yeah, never mind.
My worst losing streak is 12 games. Oops. And this was just over a year ago, I think. I remember I took, before work, I just wanted to play the ladder with my mage deck that I just made. I lost 12 games. I was livid. I was so pissed.
Well, it was on the ladder, too. I think the RNG alone is going to help you in casual to not lose quite that many. I don't think even
mine was
the writer
casual.
Has probably lost that many in a row, but it's
mine
it's
was
not
casual
the inner
last week.
Yeah, but it's not the inner row that you worry about. It's lose 9, win 1, lose 6, win 2, lose 7, win 3.
It's the trend.
Man.
That's just not fun. But that's when you say, okay, I'm not playing against the people who happen to be playing right now. You turn off your computer, you go enjoy the sunshine or another game, Curse of the Storm.
Curse of the Storm.
And then you come back later.
Yep. All right, so very, very important question was asked in the chat. Micmac.
Yes, ma'am.
You played with somebody's deck again this week, didn't you?
Oh, I did.
Okay. We're going to announce one thing before we go on to you playing with other people's decks. People are worried because today's your last day. I am going to take your mantle. I will start playing with people's decks.
You're going to do the deck playing?
I am. Well, we'll share
do
it.
Most
if,
of them.
Yeah.
But
if I
she
don't,
lacks the cards and I have
exactly.
them, then I will do it.
Yeah. So, yes, I'm going to start pleading with people to play with, to send me decks I can play with. Go ahead and talk about your deck.
Alrighty.
Or somebody else's deck.
So this is the last deck that I'll be testing, and a very short, sweet, and to the point, my favorite type of emails was sent in to us by Akari. I hope I'm pronouncing that name correctly. Sorry to hear about the departure of Micmac. As a parting gift, I'm sending my most interesting deck, my boat, my house, and half my yearly salary. I made up the last three parts. Anyhow, it's a hybrid Demon Lock Handlock deck. I generally mulligan for Giants or Hellfire for Zagro. Enjoy and happy trails. So, This is a Demon Handlock deck. And the deck list is 1 Mortal Coil, 2 Voidwalkers, 1 Iron Beak Owl, 2 Sun Fury Protectors, Demon Wrath, 2 Sense Demons, 1 Big Game Hunter, 2 Hellfire, 2 Shadow Flame, 2 Void Callers, 1 Antique Healbot, 2 Sludge Belchers, 1 Siphon Soul, Emperor Thorison, Illidan Stormrage, yeah, I haven't seen that guy in a while, the Black Knight, Dr. Boom, Lord Jaraxxus, Mal'Ganis, 2 Mountain Giants, and 2 Molten Giants.
Holy crap.
Yeah, it's... Holy crap is correct. It's a lot of legendaries, and epics, and rares, and lions, and giants, and bears. And giants,
four
oh my.
Four giants.
I resent that Illidan comment. I play Illidan in all of my Warlock decks, and I like him in a Warlock deck because he's a demon. So, I mean, I guess if I'm playing a demonless deck, or a non-demon-centric deck, I wouldn't play him. But if you're going to have demons, he's not a bad demon to have. Especially if you get him out free from the Void Caller. And I actually... That was my daily quest today, to do Warlocks. And he helped me win. I had a few Flames of Azanoth out there.
I just wish his stats were 5-7 instead of 7-5.
So how did you like playing with this deck?
Well, I actually almost didn't play with this deck because as I was building the deck, I was lacking one card. I was lacking Mal'Ganis. And I said, you know what? It's my last deck I'm going to test. I'm going to just craft them anyway. So I just up and crafted Mal'Ganis. Didn't even like look back twice or anything like that. I just quick craft, smiled, and queued up for some
casual hearth stuff. That was the dust you were recently saving up. That was your special savings account of dust.
I have plenty more dust. If I want to craft some more stuff, I can. I was thinking about crafting Tyrion, which I still want to do, because I don't have him yet. And I got a lot of decks. People sent in a lot of decks with Tyrion, you know, over the past few months, but I couldn't
play
them.
You mean every deck that's a paladin?
Yes, almost every paladin deck, honestly, that came in. Like, I did not have Tyrion, so I could not test it out, so... Sorry, everyone, if you sent in a paladin deck and I never tested it. I just didn't have Tyrion. But anyways, so this deck was powerful. I won my first game versus the rogue. It was an oil rogue, and I just absolutely slaughtered her. Like, it wasn't even fair. My second game was against the mage. Jaraxxus came out, and it was just over. He came out from the Void Caller. So when he comes out, he's a 3/15 minion. I could just keep trading him off and killing minions. I taunted him up. Fabulous. It was great. I lost game 3 versus the Paladin. Paladin had very early aggression. I didn't really have anything to deal with it. So I lost. Game 4 was versus the Mage. I had the 3 legendary demons come out. Jaraxxus, Illidan, and Mal'Ganis all came out. It was game. Game 5, I lost versus a Zulok Warlock. I was annihilated, and it was a very quick game. This, although I only went 3-2 with this deck, it really seemed like this is one of the strongest decks I ever tested. It was just...
You said that last week.
I did. I did say that. Well, okay. Those two decks are incredibly strong. Like, I just felt so powerful. My record last week was 4-1, which is great. 3-2,
I've
done that.
What class was last week?
Oh, wow.
Was it a shaman?
No, that's a great question. I can't. I know I went 4-1. Maybe it was... Wow. Maybe I have Alzheimer's. Early onset Alzheimer's or something. Because I cannot remember what class it was. But I went 4-1 and it was strong.
Because I think 2 weeks ago, you had a really strong Warlock deck.
I did.
And I wound up trying that deck and have done really well. And I'm about ready to give up the Warlock deck I created eons and eons ago to keep that one, because it is a good deck and it's fun to play.
So the decks just keep getting better and better is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems, I personally like more control style decks. I'm also a fan of Handlock in general. The fact that I can get an 8/8 giant out on turn 3 or turn 4, pretty cool. Twilight Drake's out, Molten Giant's out, and taunt them up for 0 mana. Or +2 for the Sun Fairy Protector. Love it. I know it's a little gimmicky, but I like it. So I really enjoyed this deck. So thank you, Bakari.
So, yeah, the chat room had it right that whenever you play with somebody else's deck, that's somebody else's new deck, It kind of becomes your flavor of the week.
Yeah. Well, there's no argument here.
Decor.
No, only lately. Because in many past episodes, you've had decks that you said were fun, but only won one or two games.
Right. I think it's the last 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah, you've been on a winning streak with other people's decks.
I'm playing with decks, what can I say?
Yep, and you're going to have to give it up. You can still change your mind.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's it for Micmac playing with decks. And I will start playing with your decks next week. People send
playing with my decks?
Anyway. Micmac. Tournament news.
Tournament news.
You and our tourneys, yes. Please give us the updates.
So this past weekend into today, the 13th through the 15th of June 2015, we had DreamHack Summer 2015. Which took place in Jönköping. Now, a while ago, there was a DreamHack that also took place in Jönköping, and one of our Swedish listeners commented on how poorly my Swedish is. So hopefully I've redeemed
myself. So you're doing it again, huh?
Yeah. I'm sure I'm butchering the name, Jönköping.
Sounds like you're saying Jönköping.
Yeah, Jönköping in Sweden. DreamHack.
We're Americans, which means we are expected to mispronounce those things, so don't worry about it.
Oh, man. That's great. So, this tournament had 128 participants in it.
God, how long was it?
Well, there was like a single elimination. It was a Swiss format. Basically, it was sort of, they just kept cutting back the people. There were like some 32 more or less well-known name people and a bunch of others that just happened to be there at DreamHack that were entering into the tournament. However, they actually went through the process pretty quickly. And the top eight, we have fifth through eight, was Hawkeye, Nico the Great, Amaz, and Yuneed. So this gentleman here, Nico the Great, actually happened to be watching him this morning over my eggs and bacon.
Did you say Nico the Great?
Yes, that's his name.
Did he give himself that name?
Yes. Yep, that is his Battle.net tag. And he was not great this morning. In fact, okay, so on the tournament stage, right, you're almost expected to play absolutely flawless. You know, you have tons of people watching you. You know, people see you. They assume that you're, you know, a fantastic player and it's being broadcasted live over, you know, these streams and everything. Well, Nico missed lethal a number of times, a multitude of times. I think it was 3 times. He was playing a Zulok deck and he had Power Overwhelmings in his hand, he had Doom Guards in his hand, the nerves just got to him, and you almost felt bad for him. If you go on Reddit...
That's what I was going to say. It was probably nerves.
Yes.
Stage fright.
Because he's just, he's not part of a team, he's just, I'm assuming, someone that just sort of, you know, did very, very well. I mean, he's a good player, he's got the legend card back, but, yeah, I just felt so bad for the guy. So I'm watching him miss lethal over and over and over again. So, but he ended up taking home $2,500, which is not
nice.
Too shabby. And some BlizzCon points. Third to fourth place was AK Wonder and Chalky. Second place was Dog. And in first place was one of my favorite Hearthstone professionals,
Tiddler
Celestial. No.
You always talk about Kalento.
I do talk about Kalento, but Tiddler Celestial. You remember who Tiddler Celestial is?
I don't know, but I like the name.
So he was the runner-up to Firebat at BlizzCon. If you recall, he's the gentleman. He's from China. He has he had the red hooded sweatshirt with a wolf on it.
Oh, he had the interpreter with him.
Yes.
He was the guy talking about
proving
he could play Handlock as well as Zulok.
Yep. That's him. That's Tiddler Celestial. So he ended up taking first place, and this is one of the first tournaments, if not the first major tournament that he's ever won. So he is the, worldwide total earnings, he has earned the most ever in Hearthstone. Would you like to venture a guess as to how much money he has earned playing Hearthstone from tournaments?
$35,000.
$35,000, says the lady. How about the good sir over there to the right?
I say $350,000.
Holy shit. Oops, sorry.
Let's go with 125 grand.
Oh,
that's a lot. And that's within about a year or so, a little more than a year. That's not too bad.
Oh, there's a spoiler alert. Well, this whole show is always a spoiler alert.
That's several years' salary for our household.
It's unbelievable. And it's, well, and it's
maybe
the card
not
game.
Several, but that's a lot of money to win from playing games.
It is. And he's also the team captain or team founder of Team Celestial. So they also have some advertising revenue coming in as well. But so there you have it. He took number one out of 128 people in DreamHack Summer at Jönköping, Sweden. So congratulations to him. He's definitely one of my favorite players out there. So it was between him and Dog, and Dog's an American player. But I was rooting for Tiddler Celestial just because I like him a lot. So I didn't care about the nationalities. I just saw the person and the player.
But this is a good point. Now that all these geeks who don't have the muscle strength to throw a baseball can make money doing this instead of playing professional sports.
It's so true. And it's just going to get bigger and bigger as the years go on.
Hey, you guys didn't correct
fizzles,
me about something.
But I don't think it will.
What's that?
I said it was turn 82. Turn 82 was last week. It's turn 83.
It's 83.
Sorry. So yes, if you are downloading this from iTunes, you want to do turn 83. So, do either of you have anything further to say, Micmac?
I just love you guys.
This is the last episode of A Worthy Opponent with Micmac.
No,
it
is not. With Micmac on it, yes.
And we're looking into what we'll be doing henceforth. And we've considered a couple of different things, maybe bringing on someone else, maybe expanding and including a segment with other Blizzard games, since we often talk about them anyway. I guess next week and probably in the near future, we'll go back to the way it used to be with just the two of us until we figure out exactly what's going on. But we can't replace Micmac, but there might be somebody to stand in for him. We haven't completely decided yet.
Right. But we do know
one
thing.
We're still getting over the shock.
Yeah. We do know one thing. He will be sorely missed by not only us, but all our fans, because Micmac, everybody loved you. Absolutely.
Well, I love everybody.
So. Anyway,
I've
before
made
we get
so
really
many
mushy,
friends in this
I
game.
Hope you love them, because you've played with all their decks.
Really? Yeah. Okay. Well, that is about going to wrap it up. You can follow us on Twitter at A Worthy Opponent. You can find us on Twitch TV, Holosuite Media on Monday nights at 8 Eastern Standard Time. You can send us emails at awhearthstone@gmail.com. And please, again, I'm stepping up to the plate. I'm going to fill the Micmac shoes and play with your decks. So send them to theawohearthstone@gmail.com. iTunes, you can find us on Facebook at AWO Hearthstone. You can find us on Stitcher Satellite Radio, Google Plus, A Worthy Opponent. Special thanks to Holosuite Media and Xander, the man behind the curtains. And theme music provided by Awesome City Limits. Micmac, so long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen, adieu. We're going to miss you.
I'm going to miss you guys too. And
lots.
And everyone that I've met and, you know, doing the show, I've just met some pretty amazing people. So thank you, everybody.
And you're gonna keep playing, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So now I see what this you can
wait
actually
a second.
Join our
you
tournaments
weren't specific.
Again.
You meant, is he going to still be playing Hearthstone as opposed to, is he still going to be playing Heroes of the Storm?
Well, okay. So I can't play Heroes of the Storm right now for whatever reason. Whenever I queue up into a game, I get this crazy stripe monitor. So my monitors become like zebra stripes, and I have to restart my computer. Just
I heard that. Someone in our raid team said the same thing was happening to them.
So, I guess
they
I can't
had better
play
graphics,
Heroes.
They had better graphics rating in World of Warcraft without problems than they did playing Heroes of the Storm.
So bizarre.
Bizarre.
Okay. Well, that winds up the show, and of course I didn't cue it as I normally do. Micmac, we're going to miss you. We will hopefully see you in the future, either on the ladder or maybe once or twice still with us when you feel like joining us. You are always welcome. Until we see you again.
Until then,
everybody,
you're fired.
Happy hearthing.
The end is here.
Oh.
Winter is coming.
The end has been coming for 43 episodes. I had to get it right sometime.
Did I miss it?
Did I miss it?
broadcast of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Join us next week at Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And be sure to check holosuitemedia.com, iTunes, and Stitcher Satellite Radio for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at Worthy Opponent. Or if you have any questions or comments, please send an email to awohearthstone@gmail.com. Welcome to our inn.
Bazinga.
The sigh. And sadness overwhelms.
I know.
Get the fuck out of our chat room.